Last spring, we reported on a legal battle between the U.S. government and privacy advocates around the issue of cell phone tracking. Almost all new cell phones contain a built-in GPS location chip so that emergency workers can find you when you call 911. But the ability to locate your position down to a few meters has been used by law enforcement officials as well. As Kevin Bankston, a lawyer for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, told us last year,
at a security and surveillance conference a few months ago, the Sprint electronic surveillance manager admitted that law enforcement was making such extensive use of this capability that Sprint had set up essentially a web portal for law enforcement to go to ping cell phones to find their location based on GPS. He said that that website had been used 8 million times over a one-year period.
In September of last year, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the privacy hawks, agreeing that the government should first show probable cause and obtain a warrant before tracking Americans. However, stronger privacy protections only help you when you yourself aren't giving away that information. If you take a picture with your iPhone, that digital file will include the longitude and latitude of where it was snapped. Or if you've opted into the geolocation services of a mobile application like Twitter, your tweets will be accompanied by information about where and when you tweeted. Yanis Kakavas, a programmer in Germany, created a program called Creepy. It aggregates all the data you're sending out and lets anyone build a map showing where you were and what you tweeted, flickered, or foursquared. Kakavas says the software is meant to be cautionary, to warn the typical web user that they've probably been disclosing a lot more than they realize.
Let's say that the user goes back home from work and he thinks that the only thing he said was, "I got back home." But if the coordinates of the place that he tweeted that from are present in the tweet, he just gave out to the whole world, where is he living?
And parents who would never think of leaving details about their children are doing it all the time when they're putting up pictures of them saying, "Look, here's Brittany in the backyard." And all of a sudden, I suppose, putting Brittany at some risk.
It can be even worse, like here's Brittany in the primary school, or here's Brittany at her favorite ice cream shop, or here's Brittany at her favorite playground, giving away information where the parents are hanging out with their children and leaving everyone to know how and when they can reach them.
Now, obviously, the universe of kidnapping targets is rather small, but I guess that's not the point. You've located a security flaw on our personal behavior, right?
Yes.
It seems to me that what you're doing is analogous to locating a security flaw in the public water supply and saying that such and such a reservoir could easily be filled with toxic chemicals that could poison a whole city. So we as a community have learned that our reservoir is vulnerable, but you've also put the idea in the head of potential terrorists who might go out and with a super soaker filled with dioxin and poison an entire city. Did you weigh the risks before publishing this software of actually getting bad people to do exactly what you're warning people about?
I think that the analogy is a bit hazardous, but what the application does, it's nothing that cannot be done manually. So if someone with malicious intent wanted to do something like that, he could do it maybe not as easily as hitting three clicks, but he could do it in 1 hour, getting this information from someone's public Twitter timeline.
So the irony of all of this, from our perspective at On the Media, is that we spend a whole lot of time looking at how law enforcement and government can track its citizens legally and extra-legally by their smartphones. And yet many of us evidently have made ourselves extraordinarily vulnerable to being tracked not only by the FBI, but by, you know, anybody. Have we been following the wrong problem?
Yeah, maybe, because the, let's say, enemy is not only a terrorist or the state or somebody who might want to track us. It's the enemy in that case is our need for showing off and oversharing our information.
Yanis, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yanis Kakavas is creator of Creepy.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.